The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Welcome back. It's the Hard Shoulder on News Talk. I'm Mark Cagney. Now, the new academic year will be beginning very soon for many third level institutions. UCC is one of those, and they will be opening officially on September 28th. Lots of talk, obviously, about primary and secondary schools yesterday in particular. But what's it going to be like for, and what is going to happen to third level when it returns? Well, Professor John O'Halloran, who's the Deputy President of UCC, University College Cork, joins me now. Good afternoon, Professor O'Halloran. Thank you for taking time out. Let's get straight into it. What have the government told you, or what have you been told by authorities in terms of what is expected on your reopening?
Well, thanks, Mark, and thanks for the opportunity, because it's, as you say, the focus has been on primary and secondary the last few days, and tertiary is coming quickly up behind it. If I might just say that by the 28th of September, most students are starting. In fact, some will start before that. So sports studies, some of our medical students will also start. And if I may say, Mark, just before I go into what's happened in the past or the future, the past has been amazing, actually. This is really unprecedented time where all of us are working together, all the community and university students and staff, and all the staff to make sure that we're agile and innovative. And, you know, closing off what we've already done, and we have some autumn exams just about to be concluded. And then, as you say, we're preparing for the oncoming academic term. So what? Back to your question, what will it look like? What I've described our model for UCC next year as a hybrid model. And you might say, well, what's a hybrid model? It's a combination of face-to-face, blended, online, small group work, large group work, all being informed and following public health guidelines. And, you know, you might say, well, can you get more specific in that? And one of the big questions people have been asking me, can you get more specific? The truth is, a university like University College Cork, 22,000 students, it's a comprehensive university. So for what is relevant for one group of students may be completely irrelevant for others. So for medical students, nursing students is one particular kind of model. And for commerce and science students, it may be completely different again. So what we're doing is planning at each individual school level to ensure the best and safest model for our students to engage in education in the coming academic year.
Okay, so safety first, obviously. Now, what about the actual organisational aspects of that? I mean, there's going to be major issues. First and foremost, you've got 22,000 students, as you said. How many of those, or do you know, will actually need digs or rented accommodation? What proportion of your student population come from outside of the Cork City and County area?
It's a good question. So first of all, UCC itself has 1,200 beds itself, and then there's probably in the region of 8,000 beds that are between private sector and public sector and our beds. That's the kind of scale. We probably have someone in the region, but I say 22,000 students, that of course includes postgraduate students, some of which are already here with us. So probably somewhere between 30-40% of students will be seeking some form of accommodation or travelling into the campus or some combination of both.
Now, you have long-standing systems in place to deal with all of that, but people's attitudes to new people, strange people coming into their lives, staying in their homes, staying in their properties has changed dramatically in the last 4 months. So has that proven to be a problem, or do you think that it will be business as usual?
I think it'll be, I think first of all of us, as I said at the beginning, at the top, it's unprecedented times really. And what I'm finding is that people, that sense of purpose and focus in terms of supporting our students and our faculty has been unprecedented. So I think including in the accommodation areas, so UCC gave refunds back to our students, something we've never done before, and others as well. So I think what we're seeing is a compassion and acknowledgement also that this is really difficult, but we're all trying to in this together to try and work it through. I've no doubt there'll be some challenges, absolutely, but I think we are committed with our student union to ensure that the student gets the best and safest experience, including in the accommodation area. Because UCC really values that campus experience. And, you know, it could be very different, this campus experience, than last year, but we're working really hard to make it safe to do to have that best campus experience.
I suppose bottom line here is that, and certainly I've heard it on some of the phone-ins, that students are, you know, they're freaking out about whether they're going to be able to get accommodation or not.
Sure.
You feel, and I'm sure that you've been laying the groundwork on this, but you feel that you're going to be able to cope with all of this in Cork?
Yeah, I think we will. I mean, yesterday I sent an email to all our students outlining exactly what to expect in the timetable, or timetables. By the first week of August, will be more or less in shape on each individual school. Now, they're maybe not completed in all areas, because really, at the end of the day, students are trying to make the best decision about their accommodation, depending on how much time they're going to spend on the campus. And equally, our faculty are trying to work through guidelines that we have, how much time they can spend face-to-face, how much time they can spend in laboratories. And at the end of the day, a university like UCC is subject to accrediting bodies, and we have to make sure that we fulfil the criteria for all the accreditations for clinical areas and for other areas. So it's a very complex, but actually one we're working through together with our students. And I'm confident that our students will get the accommodation and they will get the education that we hope and that they will have enjoyed in previous
years. You're not panicking about that. Now, let's talk about the college experience, and that is twofold, obviously. It's academic and also it is social. We'll talk about the academic first. You've got to do social distancing when you have students on the campus. You can also, because third levels have been doing this widely in other areas, there are very good and very efficient models. You can go online. Can you give me some idea as to what the breakdown of between your online classes and services would be vis-a-vis your in-person tutorials?
Sure. So in any one day, if we were doing face-to-face in UCC, it would be about 10,000 students would be on campus at any one point in time. If that's down to 2 meters, then that's about 2,000 students face-to-face on socially distanced. If it's 1 meter, it's close to 50 or 60% of that. So, you know, we're up to 6,000-7,000 students. So depending on the final guidelines, we're working with the IUA and with the minister at the moment to see, you know, to what extent we can get some of that down to 1 meter where appropriate and safe to do so. So I come back to the point I made earlier that it is a comprehensive university. So, for example, in dentistry, which is one of the highest risk areas, we'll be doing for first year, second year and third year quite a lot of online and blended. In the case of medical students, surprisingly, they want to have a lot of clinical practice, so we expect as much face-to-face there. In commerce, we expect it to be a combination of blended and online. And then we're prioritising first years, so students that are coming to the university for the first time. You know, those of us who have had the privilege of going to university know it's actually quite a significant transition, and it's even going to be more so this year. So for first years, we're putting a lot of infrastructures in place, including peer support for every single student in first year, because it's really important to feel orientated and transitioning in safely, and then making sure they get the best learning experience in the laboratories and in the classrooms.
Okay.
So I know it sounds like I'm being vague, Mark, but actually what I'm trying to say, we've 24 different schools. Each of those schools will have a different model, and it'll match the needs of each curriculum and accrediting bodies to ensure to get the best quality education.
Right. In general, if you know it off the top of your head, what percentage is your online service going to increase by?
Well, currently UCC has about 14 fully online programs. I would not expect to have online entirely for undergraduate students. I think an undergraduate experience must involve some campus experience. Any program to be fully online at all, actually, in the undergraduate level. In contrast, I think at postgraduates there will be some. Smaller number, I think, probably less than 20% of our programs would be entirely online. I think the rest would be blended mix. So we are really pushing towards having a face-to-face. But, Mark, we're also planning, you know, that we might have to shut down and pivot back to where we were in March.
Yeah.
So we're looking at 1 meter, 2 meter, blended, online, and pivoting back to a complete shutdown. So our faculty are working really hard to try and get the mixed model. And, you know, none of us knows really where it's going to fall, but we're trying to put all the models in place and working with our students, because nobody has the answers here, but we're trying to put all the models in place to give the best mix.
Right. That's the academic side of it. The other side of the college experience is the social side. And I don't mean, you know, college students going mad and having great parties and ragpick and all of that kind of thing. Anybody who's ever been to college will tell you that college experience, in a lot of cases, the first time you're away from home or living away from home, the friends you make, the experiences that you go through, the horizons that you have broadened for you, the relationships you establish then, which very often tend to be lifelong ones, in a socially distanced world, you know, that's all up for grabs. That's all going to be very different, isn't it? So how can you compensate for that?
Yeah, I mean, so in UCC, I launched an academic strategy 2 years ago, and I talked about two things in there. One called the lifelong learning, which we just talked about, the academic side. The other is what I call life-wide learning, which are those really important learnings that we do in life to make us good citizens, to make us good communicators, to make us, you know, people that we can work with and work for. So part of that includes, as you say, societies. It includes sport. It also includes activities on campus. Remarkably, 145 students, societies had their AGMs online in the spring of this year. So the students, I think, are ahead of us on this. So I think they're going to have again, like ourselves, they're going to have a blend online. So whether it's music, whether it's performance, whether it's chess, all of these will have a mixture of blended. And the same way, our sports is really, really important for both mental well-being, but also for physical activity. So Morgan Buckley and the team have been leading out and opening up through the normal protocols that we're seeing in other sports across the state to ensure a safe return to play as well. So all of these things will really make an important experience. And as you say, it can be a lonely experience actually for students as well. So our counselling and our supports and our health service will also be available should someone have COVID, but also for the more general supports that we have on student wellbeing. And it's something we feel really strong about, that, you know, this is really difficult time for all families and the parents and for young people. So we need to scaffold them and give them the support for that transitioning during this really unusual time. And I'm confident we can do that.
Okay. John, final question for you. How come you and your colleagues and your peers have managed to get it together as well as you appear to have, as you're telling us, and the other educators in primary and secondary are panicking, and they've got 4 weeks to do it and nobody knows whether they can or whether it's even a good idea that they try? I don't expect you to have a go at your colleagues now, by the way, but how come you've had the same amount of time to get ready as they have? How come you've managed it and they haven't?
I think they are managing. I think it's a different scale of a problem. I think the 780 or so second level schools, we've won university, we've got 28 schools. So the scale is different. And I have been involved in some discussions with the department. I think it's challenging. And I think younger people may be a bit more difficult to manage in that setting. I think everybody's in this together. And I think people are doing their best. I'm not sure we are ahead. I think we're also learning. I hope we are ahead, but I certainly feel we have a lot more to learn. But I think we have also shared with some of the second level, because we have teachers in training in second level schools, and we're looking forward to supporting them in that endeavour as well.
Okay, you found a good touch with that answer, by the way. I don't know if you play rugby or not.
Thanks, Mark.
That is Professor John O'Halloran, who's the Deputy President of UCC, and giving us some idea of how his third level institution will deal with the reopening, which will be fully done by the 28th of September. Thank you very much, Professor O'Halloran.